the first book of the Chronicles, and the sons of Uzziah, Izrahiah, and the sons of Izrahiah, Michael, and Obadiah, and Joel, Isaiah 5, all of them chief men. And with them, by their generations, after the house of their fathers, were bands of soldiers for war, 36,000 men, for they had many wives and sons. And their brethren among all the families of Issachar were valiant men of might, reckoned in all by their genealogies 67,000. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, and Beker, and Jediael, 3. And the sons of Bela, Esbon, and Uzzi, and Uzziel, and Jeremoth, and Iri, 5. Heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, and were reckoned by their genealogies 22,000, and 34. And the sons of Beker, Zemira, and Joash, and Eliezer, and Elioenai, and Omri, and Jeremoth, and Abiah, and Anathoth, and Elameth, all these are the sons of Beker. And the number of them after their genealogy by their generations, heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, was 20,200. The sons also of Jediael, Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan, Jeash, and Benjamin, and Ehud, and Kenana, and Zethan, and Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All these, the sons of Jediael, by the heads of their fathers, mighty men of valor, were 17,200 soldiers, fit to go out for war and battle. Shephim also, and Huppim, the children of Er, and Hushim, the sons of Eher. The sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, and Gunai, and Jezer, and Shalom, the sons of Bilhah. The sons of Manasseh, Asriel, whom she bare, but his concubine, the Aramitess, bare Maker, the father of Gilead. And Maker took to wife the sister of Huppim and Shephim, whose sister's name was Mecca. And the name of the second was Zelophehad, and Zelophehad had daughters. And Mecca, the wife of Maker, bare a son, and she called his name Pirash, and the name of his brother was Shiresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rakam. The sons of Ulam, Bedan, these were the sons of Gilead, the son of Maker, the son of Manasseh. And his sister Hamoliketh bare Ishod, and Ebiezer, and Mahala. And the sons of Shemida were Ahihan, and Shechem, and Lichhi, and Anaim. And the sons of Ephraim, Shutila, and Bered his son, and Tehath his son, and Elada his son, and Tehath his son. And Zebad his son, and Shutila his son, and Ezer, and Eliad, whom the men of Gath that were born in that land slew, because they came down to take away their cattle. And Ephraim their father mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And when he went into his wife, she conceived and bare a son. And he called his name Beriah, because it went evil with his house. And his daughter was Shira, who built Beth-horon, the nether, and the upper, and Azan-Shira. And Repha was his son, also Resep, and Tila his son, and Tehan his son, Leadan his son, Amahad his son, Elishama his son, Non his son, Jeshua his son. And their possessions and habitations were Bethel and the towns thereof, and eastward Naaran, and westward Gezer with the towns thereof. Shechem also and the towns thereof unto Geza and the towns thereof. And by the borders of the children of Manasseh, Bethshean and her towns, Taanach and her towns, Megiddo and her towns, Dor and her towns. In these dwelt the children of Joseph, the son of Israel. The sons of Asher, Imnah, and Isua, and Ishuai, and Beriah, and Sira, their sister. And the sons of Beriah, Heber, and Melchiel, who is the father of Berzebeth. And Heber begat Jephlet, and Shomer, and Hotham, and Shua, their sister. And the sons of Jephlet, Pesach, and Bimhal, and Ashvath, these are the children of Jephlet. And the sons of Shemer, Ahai, and Roga, Jehubba, and Aram, and the sons of his brother Helam, Zophah, and Imnah, and Shelesh, and Amal. The sons of Zophah, Suah, and Harnifer, and Shual, and Beri, and Imrah, Bezer and Hod, and Shema and Shilsha, and Ithran and Bera. And the sons of Jether, Jephuni, and Pisba, and Era. And the sons of Allah, Era, and Haniel, and Ariziah. All these were the children of Asher, heads of their father's house, choice and mighty men of valor, chief of the princes, and the number throughout the genealogy of them that were apt to the war and to battle was 26,000 men. Now Benjamin begat Bela his firstborn, Ashbel the second, and Harah the third, Noah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. And the sons of Bela were Adar, and Gera, and Abihud, and Abishua, and Naaman, and Loha, and Gera, and Shapupan, and Huram. And these are the sons of Ehud. These are the heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Geba, and they removed them to Manahath. And Naaman and Ahiah and Gera he removed them, and begat Uzzah and Ahihud. And Shaharaim begat children in the country of Moab after he had sent them away. Husham and Bera were his wives. And he begat of Hodesh his wife, Jobab and Zibiah, and Mesha and Malcolm, and Jeaz and Shekiah and Mirmah. These were his sons, heads of the fathers. And of Husham he begat Abitub and Elpael. The sons of Elpael, Eber, and Mishem, and Shemed, who built Ono, and Lod, with the towns thereof, Beriah also, and Shema, who were heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Ajalon, who drove away the inhabitants of Gath. And Ahio, Sheshach, and Jeremoth, and Zebediah, and Arad, and Ader, and Michael, and Ispah, and Joha, the sons of Beriah, and Zebediah, and Meshullam, and Hezekiah, and Heber, Ishmerai also, and Jezliah, and Jobab, the sons of Apiel, and Jakim, and Zikri, and Zebdi, and Eliani, and Zilthai, and Eliel, and Adiah, and Beriah, and Shimrath, the sons of Shimei, and Lispan, and Heber, and Eliel, and Abdon, and Zikri, and Hanan, and Hanani, and Elam, and Antuthijah, and Ipadiah, and Penuel, the sons of Sheshach, and Shamsherai, and Shehariah, and Athaliah, and Jerusiah, and Eliah, and Zikri, the sons of Jeroham. These were heads of the fathers, by their generations, chief men. These dwelt in Jerusalem. And at Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maacah. And his firstborn son Abdon, and Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Nadab, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Zachar. And Mikloth begat Shimeah, and these also dwelt with their brethren in Jerusalem over against them. And Ner begat Kish, and Kish begat Saul, and Saul begat Jonathan, and Melchishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Merabaal, and Merabaal begat Micah. And the sons of Micah were Pithon, and Melech, and Tariah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begat Jehoiada, and Jehoiada begat Elimeth, and Asmaveth, and Zimri, and Zimri begat Moza. And Moza begat Biniah, Rapha was his son, Eliasha his son, Azel his son. And Azel had six sons, whose names are these, Azrikam, Bokeru, and Ishmael, and Seariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. And the sons of Eshek his brother were Ulam his firstborn, Jehush the second, and Eliphelet the third. And the sons of Ulam were mighty men of valor, archers, and had many sons and sons' sons, 150. All these are of the sons of Benjamin. So all Israel were reckoned by genealogies. And behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, who were carried away to Babylon for their transgression. Now the first inhabitants that dwelt in their possessions in their cities were the Israelites, the priests, Levites, and the Nethinims. And in Jerusalem dwelt of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim and Manasseh, Uthai, the son of Amihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Benai, of the children of Pharez, the son of Judah.
The Book of Psalms.
But chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like high palaces, like the earth which he hath established for ever. He chose David also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the ewes great with young, he brought him to feed Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. A Psalm of Asaph. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. The Proverbs. Also to punish the just is not good, nor to strike princes for equity. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. The Gospel according to St. Luke. Even the very dust of your city which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Zidon, which have been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Zidon at the judgment than for you. The Acts of the Apostles. And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great dearth throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James the brother of John with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison, and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, It is his angel,